Right, welcome along, folks. PJ and Jim say...
After show.
There's too many bits.
Yeah, there is. So we were always recording now bits now, so we are.
Yeah.
It's an itchy bum. But we're always recording...
Let's not go down that road.
No! None of that this week, no.
I mean, my God.
No private parts.
No toilet talk.
No, sir. No, in no way.
Filth.
Enough of that has been got on in the last couple of weeks.
If we didn't talk about that... What else is there to talk about?
True, yeah, I know. There's not a lot left outside the dirty jokes
and
toilets.
I think it's... But do you reckon it's something to do with our age now, PJ?
How do you mean? Yeah,
that,
what
like,
do you mean?
Do you think... You know the way, like, when... You know, we said it was the signs that you're getting to an age.
Yeah.
Remember you always said it was the first time you started realising you gave a shite about somebody at your bins.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, me, it was the first time I ever felt a draft. Nobody ever feels a draft
yeah.
until you're at least on the fourth floor.
And then, yeah, I know, that's true.
Late in the fourth floor.
Yeah, yeah, I've had a draft here and there. I probably haven't had full draft syndrome just yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, I've had draft syndrome to the point where I'll actually move seat.
Oh, no, I haven't had that, yeah. Thankfully, no.
Like, out with the lads or whatever, like my young lads, his sons or whatever, and going into somewhere and sit down to have something.
His young lads, his sons are like two or three years older than I am.
And I'll actually go, can you get a draft here?
You got that blast or something there?
And then the waiter will come over and go, I'll go, can we just move over there? And they're like, oh, for fuck's sake, Dad. Jesus, Dad.
And now I can feel that. You're there, well, I can. And they were, Dad, why wouldn't you, if you put some clothes on before we went for something to eat?
And I'd be doing the thing, you know, with the, if I had a collar, I'd be putting it up or,
oh, yeah.
You know.
That's because Jim
I should have had a scarf.
Jim goes out to dinner with his young lads wearing a smoking jacket and pyjamas. Yeah, hello,
yeah.
Lads.
Yeah. Now, why fucking KFC give out about that?
I don't know.
I mean, Jesus.
You think, considering,
somebody should make an effort.
Considering everyone in the driving through was wearing the pyjamas anyway. You think you'd wonder why they make a big deal about you.
I mean, bloody hell. Talk about picking on a man because he made an effort.
Come here, I've a bit of a problem. I'm getting pissed off at my local bank because you know the way... I'm getting sweating thinking about it. Because yeah, I have to get me a new credit... My credit card's out of date at the end of this month, right?
Right.
Which, you know the way... what's that? Every 6 years or some shit that happens.
No, your credit card is... Is that a 2-yearly thing?
Well, no, maybe it is. Maybe I've lost so many in the meantime, it doesn't really make a difference. But I've had this one for a while. So
you've lost them all, but the problem is your banks.
Yes.
Yeah, of course it is.
Exactly, yeah, that is the problem.
Can't believe I even asked.
So now it's going out of date at the end of this month, right?
Right.
And I rang them. I'm there, listen, it's going out of date. I need to get a new one so I can change this shit over.
Yeah.
Because you can't even remember what the fuck gets charged on it, if I'm being quite
honest.
Did they
not just send it to you, like, a few months in advance?
Well... Yeah, this is what they say. So I rang them.
Oh, I can't wait to see how this ends.
Yeah, so I rang the fuckers, right?
Yeah.
And I rang them and I was going, listen, so what's the story? It's out the end of the month. And they said, oh yeah, we send you another one. And I say it's out the end of this month. And they were like, yeah, don't worry. It's on the way. It's the 17th of October. So I rang them again. And he goes, listen, it'll be a couple of weeks' time. And I was like, a couple of weeks? I was like, I need time.
Oh, I thought they sent it out like a couple of months in
advance. But this is it, traditionally. They always do. It's normally 6 or 8 weeks I've had it before.
Yeah, and then you just use that one up until it runs out and then you cut it up and use the other one.
Or else cut it up immediately and just activate. You can do whatever way you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's running a bit fucking thin now. Yeah. I'm starting to feel like
you're a busy man. You have other stuff to be doing.
I've shit to be at. You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm starting to think they're not taking me serious. This is this is down to me. I had a row with these fuckers over a card before. I think I told you that, didn't I?
No.
Did I not tell you about it? So I cancelled the credit card. Oh no, what happened? No, I closed down a bank account, right?
Yeah.
So I therefore assumed anything relating to that bank account wouldn't be. You couldn't charge it.
It's done, yeah.
So I had a card, like a debit card, right? And there were still, some fucker still trying to charge. I was like, Grant, go ahead, try charge whatever you want.
There's nothing in it.
There's not, the bank account doesn't exist, therefore I can't be charged. And this, then they sent me a bill of all these charges, but the bank account doesn't exist. And she's going, yeah, but. You got charged. I was there, but I didn't ask.
What they were charging you, like, to have a bank account?
I said,
open?
You can't. The bank, there's no. She said there's a direct debit. I was there, no, there isn't. You see, because there's no account.
Yeah.
So how can there be a direct debit onto a no account? And she goes, well, somebody's been charging the account. I said, there's no fucking account. And then she goes, no, someone's been charging. I went, right, Grant. And I went, here's what I want to do. I want to lodge €100 into the account. And she goes, you can't. It's been cancelled.
Thank you.
Well, what the fuck are you asking me for then? What are you asking me for? And she lost her mind. She started screaming at me on the phone.
No way.
Screaming. She lost her, because I was going around in circles with her for at least an hour and a half.
Oh,
now.
My God.
This was like, obviously, her grand.
She lost her shit with you.
She lost it. So, you need to listen to me very carefully, Mr. Gallagher, that if you refuse to make this payment, you're going to be put on Stubbs Gazette. And I said, you can put me into Woman's
Own.
You
can put me on the page 3 of the Farmer's Journal.
I said to her, you can put me in Woman's Own. I don't care where you put me. And she said, well, then it'll affect your credit card for it. And she said, and I went, come here, is there a manager I can speak to there? And she goes, no, there's not. And I went, I want to speak to someone in charge. You're after roaring and screaming at me now. I want to talk to someone else, right? So this woman comes on.
I'll tell you something. I'm just blown away by, there was a situation and you were the calm one.
I know. I know. It's a weird...
That's parallel universe shit.
It's not lost on me. It's not lost on me, right? So then this woman gets on. And I says, listen, I want you... Did you record this call? She goes, yeah. I says, listen back. I want you to listen back about how that woman's just treated me, and I want the response in writing for what's after happening.
Yeah.
Right? So I get a letter then from the bank, and it was all about the circumstance of the card and nothing to do with how she treated me.
No, so did you get an apology?
So I say, yeah, bollocks, right? So I wrote back, right? And at the end of it, she said, I listened to the call... And the situation with the call is this and the other, right? And that this call was recorded for training purposes, right? I said, Grant, right? If you're not going to ignore my point, I'm going to ignore your point, right? So I wrote him another letter.
Yeah.
So I wrote back in a letter and I sat down and went, I wasn't talking about the situation with the card. I was talking about how rude that woman was to me on the phone.
Yeah.
And the way she treated me. And now you're telling me the call was recorded for training purposes. I want to know what a woman as rude as her is doing around such tender animals as the porpoises. I don't think she should be let near cats nor dogs. Never mind training porpoises if she can't even be civil on the phone to a customer of your bank. And I want an explanation now of why she has been let near any animals and why the bank is in control of animals in the first place.
Why are you keeping porpoises?
Yeah. Funny enough, I never got another reply.
Wow.
But I was
at least you got myself. At least you got satisfaction out of that.
Yeah, I did,
see,
yeah.
This guy thinks he's fucking funny now. Your man, just the fact that your man had to read it.
Yeah.
I still think he should have had to reply.
Yeah, I still think
he should have.
The manager, yeah, she was a woman. She should have had to apply. You're right, yeah. She should have had to reply. There's no doubt about it, yeah.
It's mad the shit you have to go through. Do you know what I actually had to do this week? I know you don't do lotto and stuff, do you? You don't bother with any of that
shit.
No,
I get too excited. I think I can't play it and not think I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge blow.
Yeah.
Not just to my, expectations, but to my self-esteem. I feel like I've let myself down by picking the wrong number.
Yeah,
so
I'm not that dissimilar for you in so far as that, like, yeah, I kind of relate to it as... it being my only chance of a future.
Oh my God!
You know what I mean?
That's so bleak.
I do share your desperation, just channel it in a slightly different way. It's basically my only chance to have a real life. Will be if this thing, if I win this thing. But anyway, so the story is, right, so rather than doing that thing of the shop, you know what I mean? Because, like, I know that's the ultimate in fucking modern laziness is, like, you know... Yeah, I mean, the shop is like, it's like us going to the spa. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, you can't walk to the spa to get your... No, I don't. So I want the app, right? Yeah. So I have the app on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
For ages.
You don't understand. I want no human interaction in this transaction.
Yeah. So I had the app for ages and it was grand, right? So it was grand. I used to do, and you know, on a Wednesday or a Saturday or whatever, and you do it, and you know what I mean? And then you'd lose and you go, sooner or later.
One of these days, I'll lose big, and that'll be.
I did this thing where, you put in your password wrong or something, and it locked the account, right?
Yeah.
So that's grand. So for a while, I wasn't playing it, and then I must fucking sort that out again. So there's this, you send an email or whatever, support or whatever. The fucking hoops you have to jump through. And takes ages. It's like,
God forbid they just send you a link to reset a password.
I'm fucking, it's a gambling thing. And I'm giving you money. And they're like, we will be in touch in shortly with a link that you may reactivate your. And I'm like, I'm fucking away. It's not even like I'm asking for something off you.
Yeah.
I'm actually wanting to give
you
the fucking thing.
You bastards. I'm trying to buy a dream here.
Yeah.
Right?
You are literally putting my future on hold.
Yeah, you're telling me not only am I not good enough to win the money, you're telling me I'm not even good enough to compete for the fucking money.
Exactly. I'm not even, my life is so shit, I'm not even now play for me dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Go, they're like, go to the shop, get yourself a banana, get off the gambling. stadium.
It's so weird, that shit, when you're actually trying to, like, you
think,
you know,
yeah, but these things are supposed to make your life easier.
More customers. Yeah. You know what I mean? The idea that somebody might not be playing because it's inconvenient. You'd imagine they go, oh, don't worry, we'll fucking sort that out. Yeah. What do you need?
You wouldn't get that with Paddy Power. I've forgotten my password with them a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And bang. Oh,
they'll run round to your house. What do you need,
please? How's it going? Are you well? you press new password and the fella comes round. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want me to come in or just put it through the letterbox? You're like, what?
Yeah, Paddy Power have their shit together.
Yeah, a fella comes around in uniform. He's wearing a green uniform like a garda suit going, hello, I believe you're having problems placing bets. I'd like
In fact, when you're there, when you go into your Paddy Power account and you're there and you go, fuck, what's my password? This fucking face pops up and goes, by the way, Jim, your password is, I don't give a shite, 2-5 and an asterisk.
Yeah, I think you can nearly use them against their will. You could, if you tweet it, right? If you put them on Twitter, if you says, was just about to put €100 on a horse, but my washing machine is broken. Yeah. I think they'd run, boom! You'd see some Zanussi fella walking. All right, what's the crack, yeah? Just putting this in for you.
Paddy sent me.
Yeah, just sent there by Paddy. You go back to your app. I have this. I have the washing machine.
Yeah.
You go back
you
to
the
app.
You can pay us out of your winnings.
Yeah, please. You'll be grand.
Get stuck into that horse.
We have you. We've got you covered. And here's some rather witty ads to look at while we fix it.
Yeah, they definitely have. Paddy Power needs to run the lotto app.
They are, like, that's why you think those people, like, would be amazing running the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course it would be, ultimately, we'd all be...
Oh yeah,
it'd be
taxed by a different name, but it'd be good fun.
Oh yeah, you'd be good crack. Like, imagine the ads in the Dáil, ads for parties and everything. Like, it'd be brutal, absolutely. I'm so anti-democratic, but at the same time, we'd have a laugh doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeepers, I don't know. I've never been the gambling type.
I was just going to say, I didn't even think you'd have a Paddy Power.
No, I like to gamble on football. I gamble on football and boxing. That's what I gamble on. I never gamble on horses or dogs or anything, but I always get...
Is that because there's more than two potential people involved?
Yeah, fuck that!
I only gamble on things where there's two. It's one or the other.
And even that,
any
it's
of this
three.
Fucking 3-4-5 shit. I'm not into it.
Even that it's three, there's all this win, lose, draw.
Yeah.
And they're going, look at you. Dirty, robbing bastards taking money on draws.
How are you supposed to choose one of three
Surely
outcomes?
You should get your money back if it's a draw. Because sometimes, you know what I mean? You'd be sitting at home and you'd see a match start and you go, oh, Jesus. You wanted to watch football, but it's Dagenham and fucking Welsh Wanderers, you know, Welsh Wickham Wanderers or something. You're like, oh, Jesus. Oh, stick a tenner on. And then all of a sudden you're into it.
Stick a tenner on.
All of a sudden you're into it then. You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're sitting there watching the fucking Vanarama League or something.
I could be anything.
I'll tell you something. I don't know who that number 9 is for fucking Weybridge Celtic, but I hope they fucking...
And especially if you have a bit of a jar on you. If you're gone for a lunchtime pint on a Sunday, and your feed and you have a couple of points, you walk in, you turn on the telly and there's Blackburn playing Derby in the... O'Gill Little People's Cup.
Right.
And you're like, whoa! And you stick a few quid in and then all of a sudden you'd be nearly crying when one of them lifts the cup. Crying! Tears rolling down your face. Gone! Jimmy Parcel! Oh, Jimmy, I think that's his name.
It's like the time. Remember the time you said you came in late after a few fizzies?
Ski jumper.
And the lad who was a skier. Was it a skier?
Ski
downhill
jumper.
Skier.
Ski jumper.
Right.
Yeah.
And you ended up all emotionally involved in it.
Tears. Tears. I came back about 2 o'clock in the morning. No shit, about 2 o'clock. And I was jarred now. I was more than a few and I was jarred. And you know the way, I was there going, I better make something to eat. And I stopped off at the shop on the way home. I bought a brown bread thing and cheese singles and all. And I used an entire sliced pan to make, you know, I ate about 10 cheese sandwiches. Do you know that? You know the way you do that? 10 of the cunts.
Munchies are a great thing.
10
aren't they?
Cheese
munchies
sandwich.
Are a great thing.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there, I'm on my fourth sandwich, say, still starving.
Yeah.
Right? I'm on my fourth sandwich. And then I was watching the ski jumping on Eurosport because all they show is cycling in the summer and skiing in the winter. That's all they show. Right? And the odd time,
it's the only
football,
shit that's free anymore.
Where they tell you the goal is going to happen, which I've never understood. You're about to see a wonderful goal. You're like, you tick. Fucking Aegis. Right, and then a ski jumping was on, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. And I sat and there was here's Vindel Kofgun Hindelberg or whatever his name was, I don't know, right? And he was like going up to do his jump. And when he was going up the lift, they were there. And Vindel Kofgun Luftenberger, he broke his back 2 years ago and he was told that he couldn't walk, they said. and Vindelufter and Gunfter was going up the lift, right? And they were going up, and then they showed his friends were all in the audience. And like, this was an Olympic qualifier. And his man all were there, and they were all like looking at him. And then he walks up, and he walked out of the lift, and he gives a wave to the Finderlanders, right? Yeah. And Vindelhofgen and Luftengurger, right? He gets right to the end, and he puts his skis on, and he looks down, and you can see he goes, fuck this. You can see he didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, he's standing there going, I broke me bleeding back.
I broke his back, right? And he's been doing the smaller jumps, but this is, he has to get a certain amount to get to the Olympics. Yeah. And he goes down the fucking jump. And I was like this, I'm 6 cheese sandwiches in now. Right? And I was looking, I did not make a sound. I could hear myself just breathing. And he goes down there, takes off, right? And he wobbled. And I remember going, Jesus Christ, Vindelinder. And then he straightened up and he landed and he came fucking third and he qualified for the Olympics. And I remember then seeing his friends and his ma and he took off his goggles and his tears were iced onto his face. And I was like, go on, Vindelgunder Flumber Humber. Go on!
So you're
started crying.
You're crying in your cheese sandwich.
I was crying on my 7 sandwich at this stage.
Oh my God.
I was actually in tears looking at him. Going to bed thinking.
In tears?
I yeah, walking up the stairs with my 8 sandwich going, hey, fuck it. I'm wasting my life. And El Goddard Horsegun Luftenburger is doing that. Fair play to him. Oh, tomorrow it starts new.
Yeah.
It starts new. I woke up and obviously there was 9 cheese sandwiches in the bin when I woke up and I got sick.
Woke up with a cheese. Well, half a cheese sandwich stuck to the side of your face.
The 10th one was stuck to my face.
Jesus Christ, the epic story.
It was unbelievable.
So, yeah, I can't wait. I hope at some stage in the future there's a movie about fucking Gindeverdel Fürtenberger.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
And,
yeah.
And his amazing achievements.
Yeah.
Because if there is, if they ever produce that, I'm going to make sure that the script includes some Irish lad.
A lad walking
crying
home.
Crying into his cheese sandwich.
Yeah, in Marino.
Yeah.
He's waking up in Marino with a cheese sandwich on his face. This is the first day of the rest of my life. Good luck to you, Vindelhorse.
Amazing. On that emotional story, I think we best leave it there.
Yeah, yeah. Remember,
I don't think we could plumb the emotional depths any greater than we already
definitely
have.
Definitely not. Remember, everybody.
I mean, there's people watching this at home or listening to this and they're in floods, PJ. You have them in tears.
I do, yeah. It's never too late to chase your dreams. Never too late.
Yeah.
So one of those dreams are getting to the Olympics. Of finishing 10 sandwiches in a night. You can do it.
Yes, you can.